Welcome to the Karibo Shoe Podcast. On today's episode, good hang or tough hang? Welcome to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I am joined today, as always, by my co-host, Chad.
Hey, Karibo Shoe fans.
We've got a very fun topic for you guys today. We're calling it good hang or tough hang. We got the idea for this episode from an episode of the Nintendo Minute Show that's on YouTube that Nintendo puts out. And in that, the host, Kit and Krista, picked characters from the Mushroom Kingdom and talked about whether the specific character would be a good hang or a tough hang. In other words, would this person be fun to hang out with, or would it be kind of hard to hang out with this character? And so we thought we would take a stab at it as well, but we won't limit ourselves to the Mushroom Kingdom. We're going to talk about basically any Nintendo franchise. Any Nintendo character is up for grabs. So I had Chad pick out his top five, and I picked out my top five. So we're going to have 10 characters for you, and I'm excited about getting into it right now. Okay, Chad, let's get started on our main topic, good hang or tough hang. I'm going to start us off here with a character that we both know very well, and that is Tom Nook from the Animal Crossing franchise. And to me, Tom Nook would be a good hang. A few reasons why. He knows the town and the townspeople very well. Basically, he sold everybody their shop and their houses, and you know, everybody that needs bells or money in the game has to go to him. So he knows everybody. So he could get you in places probably that you couldn't just get in by yourself. You know, he can get you in the back door, basically. I mean, he owns everything. Surely he's got keys to everything. So, I mean, you could do pretty much anything you wanted in town with hanging out with Tom. And, you know, he's very presentable. You know, in the GameCube original, he was wearing little more than a towel. But he has since cleaned up. He wears a nice sweater vest and little pants now since New Leaf. And, you know, so you wouldn't really be embarrassed to be seen with him in public like maybe in the past. And lastly, I think that it would be fun to hang out with his nephews, Timmy and Tommy, who help run the store. And I just think they'd be fun to be around. You have any thoughts about Tom Nook? Do you agree or disagree?
Tom Nook. Oh, man. I would have to say this is going to be a good hang for me as well. You like you said, you start out with him in nothing more than a towel. But anyway, you start with him from the beginning. So you get a very close relationship there. And, I mean, he's willing to help you out in any way. You know, you can take him a fish. He'll pay you some bells for it. Or you can take him a rusted can. He may not pay you anything, but he'll dispose of it for you. So he's also a good garbage man. He can get rid of everything that you don't want. And, you know, he's a good friend to have, that's for sure.
I agree. Man, me and you have been knowing Tom for several years now, and I almost feel like I am his friend, even though he's just a video game character. Let's move on to your first one, and that's Mario.
All right, the golden boy himself, the mascot of Nintendo, Mario. You know, I had to go with the tough hang on this. There are times you could make him good, I think, but I think with the reasons I have, we'll see if anyone agrees here. So he's a tough hang. So this guy, he eats mushrooms on a daily basis, probably even in his sleep. So I think it's safe to say that he has a fungus addiction, you know. So, I mean, he's always putting them down. He doesn't keep in touch with his friends. When's the last time we heard from Flood from Super Mario Sunshine? He was on Melee in Super Smash Bros. Melee. He was on his back, but we haven't heard anything from him. So get ready, Cappy. Here's a warning for you. And, you know, he's very busy. He just can't relax. Even when you go on a vacation, I mean, something's always going on. He feels like he has to help everyone and save the world, which is probably his responsibility. But, you know, for a plumber, he carries the weight of the world on his shoulder.
Yeah, it almost seems like maybe he just tries to do a little too much, you know. And, you know, I didn't even consider about him not keeping in touch with his friends, but that just reminds me, I mean, what's with him and Pauline? I mean, there was like 25, 30 years in between her and Donkey Kong and her and Mario Odyssey. I mean, he just forgets about her for the new blonde.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. It's like you don't even know her.
Yeah. You know, my initial thought would have been saying a good hang, but, you know, you make a pretty good case for him being a tough hang. You know, I don't know for sure that I'd want to hang out with this Mario character. So let's just stick in the Mushroom Kingdom. My next one is Luigi, the brother of Mario. And, you know, he is definitely lesser known. He's in a lot less games. And a lot of people kind of have a sympathy for him. But, you know, as far as being a friend, I consider him a tough hang. And here's my case. You know, he's a big scaredy cat. If you played the Luigi's Mansion games, you know, he's just terrified. He doesn't want to open the door, any noise, he jumps. So I'm just afraid that, like, you would want to have some fun with him and he'd be scared about what might happen, you know? And also, you know, he has a bit of a mean streak. In Mario Kart 8, I know there was the kind of a meme with him, you know, the Luigi death stare. And after he hit someone with a shell, you can see the look in his eye. And we'll try to include a link in the show notes. But yeah, he kind of has a mean streak in him. And, you know, he reminds me of one of those guys that keeps talking about their high school days. You know, he's always talking about the past, you know, remember 2013, the year of Luigi, my year. We're like, yeah, man, it's been a while. You know, let's talk about something else. But so to me, I'm going to have to go with tough hang on Luigi.
You know, you make some really good points. I'm actually going to have to agree with you, but I actually prefer Luigi over Mario most of the time. I mean, he's the taller brother. I don't know about the stashes, so they kind of seem to be about even on that. But he can jump higher, has a little bit of a flutter when he's coming down. So I always thought, you know, he's just a superior brother. But you make some good points. I'm starting to question that now.
Yeah, you know, I'm not just like 100% that he'd be a tough hang. I just feel like he may. But you do make a good point. He does jump higher. He's less popular, so maybe there's less paparazzi around you when you're hanging out with him. He's also, he's a good cleaner. He's got the vacuum on his back, and,
oh, yes,
you know, he could clean your place right up. So, you know, it could go either way, but I think I'm going to stick with tough hang on this one. Who do you have next, Chad?
So my next was Detective Pikachu. You know, he just got his own game out, so I've really been playing a lot of this, and I went with a good hang on this. He's a lot different from your typical Pikachu. You know,
he certainly is.
He's got a very gruff voice, but, you know, the reasons he's a good hang for me, you know, he's very smart. He can figure out just about anything. And also, it'd be really fun to solve mysteries together because, you know, you never know what you're going to find. And you just save the world, you know, with your Pokemon there. So that,
sure,
that
sure,
would be real great. He's also got a great fashion sense. His hat is amazing. So there's definitely that to love about him. And he's always got time to hang out, you know, talk about your day and drink some coffee. You know, I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I can drink the cold coffee, so I would definitely order that. And I'll give you a tip. If you're playing Detective Pikachu on the 3DS, whenever he asks you what he wants to drink, do not pick sweet tea. He doesn't like that, so don't do that.
Oh, man, that's a good tip there for the Detective Pikachu game. Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you on this. I would love to hang out with Detective Pikachu. I think he's clearly a good hang. You know, the first Pokemon that can talk besides Meowth, you know, all the other ones can only say their names. But he's very smart, very intelligent. It'd be fun to go crime solving with him. So I 100% agree with you on Detective Pikachu. He's a good hang.
Who do you have next for B-Mac?
You know, I'm going with Professor Layton. You know, I love Professor Layton. I love the Professor Layton series of games. I love puzzle games like that. And I think Professor Layton would be a good hang, you know? He's very charming. He's got the British accent. He's very well-dressed. He's well-put-together. He says the right things, you know? And he just has excellent problem-solving skills. I just feel like, you know, if I got myself in a bit of a jam, I could just call up Layton and you know, he could figure it out. You know, help me solve all my problems. And so, you know, I'm just going with another detective similar to Pikachu. You know, we're going two detectives in a row here, and I think either of them would be a great hang.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I love the Professor Layton series and Luke, his sidekick. I've always considered myself to be your Luke, you know. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But anyway, Professor Layton is just great. So he is very charming. I love the accent. And I agree, I would definitely call him whenever I'm having trouble with a puzzle.
Well, I must say, Chad, that's a real honor to say you consider yourself my Luke. I'm glad you have a lower pitched voice than Luke. I will say that. But yes, that's a true honor, and I'm glad we can agree on Layton being a good hang. Who do you have next?
My next was Kirby. You know, I've been playing a lot of Star Allies, and it kind of got me to thinking about the character of Kirby. And I had to go with a tough hang for Kirby. You know, he appears very cute and innocent, but, you know, whenever he's trying to save the world, he gets very violent. You know, it doesn't matter who's in his way. He's just – one minute he's sleeping underneath the tree. The next, he's destroying the tree and everyone in his path.
True, true.
So, you know, he also steals the fighting moves from other characters. You know, while they are fighting him, he's not very original. You know, he's going to just swallow them and take their powers so he can have something to fight against them with. And that's another, the next point I have is, you know, he enjoys putting people in his mouth. Even though he's trying to steal their power, a lot of the time he doesn't actually take their powers. He just puts them in their mouth and then spits them out. So I think he's got some real problems.
Yeah, man, I couldn't even begin to try to argue with this. Kirby sounds like he'd be a terrible Hang. Yeah, he's really into plagiarism. He's always copying people. And yeah, he's like a tree killer, and that really would not go over well in today's society, you know, just destroying the environment and stuff. So, yeah, sometimes it's those cute and cuddly ones you got to watch out for.
I have to wonder what he feels like, though. Is it a bubblegum ball, or is it squishy, or I just don't know.
Yeah, I kind of picture him as being soft and squishy.
Soft
How about
and
you?
Squishy. Yeah, I have to go with that, I guess. So, who you have next for us, Brandon?
So my next one is Waluigi, the brother of Wario. And, man, I know there's a lot of love for Waluigi, but I think he would be a tough Hang. That's what I'm going with on this one. Here's the reasons why. First of all, he's extremely creepy. His laugh, his voice, the way he walks, the way he runs, it's all just a little off. It's all a little creepy. He seems like he would get you in a whole lot of trouble. And unlike the good professors we've talked about before, I don't think he would get you out of much trouble. I think he would just dig you a deeper and deeper hole. And, you know, it just – I don't know. The character is just very annoying to me. I don't like his purple clothes. I just don't like him. And so, to me, he's a tough Hang.
Oh, man. Waluigi. You know, I've always been a Waluigi fan. You know, I don't know a whole lot about him, but I will agree he's creepy. I'm not a big fan of his nose. I prefer him over Wario, but he hasn't had his own game, so I really don't know a whole lot about him. But you make some very, very excellent points. So, Waluigi, got to go with a tough Hang. I'm with you.
Yeah, and hey, while I don't want to hang out with him, I would love to play a Waluigi game. I mean, I would love for Nintendo to do that. That would be awesome.
I would really like that.
So, who do you have next, Chad?
My next is Judd the Cat from Splatoon 2.
Oh,
and
nice.
I went with a good Hang. Here's why. He's very loyal. You win together or you lose together, unlike that jerk, Lil Judd. So he's always against you. You know, and his fur, it looks like a tuxedo. So if you're planning on going out on the town and you want a little cat to go with you, he's dressed and ready for the occasion. And he can pull it off as just a casual look as well.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great wingman.
Oh, for sure. And he can judge turf at a glance to separate the winners from losers. While I may not always agree with his decision, especially on those 0.1 percentages, you know, that is a very good superpower. He can just look at it and it's over. You know the winners and the losers. So mostly he's just very loyal, and that's what Judd the Cat is to me.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on the good Hang with Judd. He wields a lot of power. I was just thinking he's got to have some excellent seats at these Splatoon matches to be able to map it out like that. So, I mean, I think it'd be awesome just to hang out with him at like a Splatoon tournament. You know, I figure he's kind of got the bird's eye view, and I think he'd be an excellent Hang.
Oh yeah. I don't know if he's just sitting on the sidelines or some kind of places to hide. He may be flying around in a little drone or something. Like, I'm not sure where he's sitting, but he does have some good seats.
Yeah. So Judd the Cat, unanimous good Hang there. And we're down to the last one, and it's mine, and it's Link from The Legend of Zelda. You know, Link is right up there with Mario as far as beloved Nintendo characters. But the more I got to thinking about it, I think Link would be a very tough Hang. You know, for one, he doesn't talk. Even in Breath of the Wild, he doesn't say anything. He just kind of grunts, and he's just kind of the silent protagonist. And I don't know. I don't know that I would enjoy just having to do all the talking. You know, someone ask him how he's doing or what does he want. I've got to talk for him because, you know, he's just sitting there grunting. You know, also he dresses kind of weird. You know, I have a feeling if I just brought him around some of my other friends or maybe took him to the mall, you know, people are going to be kind of looking at his tunic and pointing at it and snickering, you know, and also the hat. And so, you know, I think he might be kind of uncomfortable hanging out with him in public. And then again, he's got a bad habit of destroying people's property and going through all their stuff. You know, you go somewhere to a friend's house that has chickens and he's whacking them with his sword. You know, he's going in and breaking all their pots and lamps looking for rupees. And, you know, he's just kind of rude. He kind of just takes what he wants. And again, he doesn't say anything. So to me, he's a tough hang.
You know, if you would have asked me before, Chad, what do you think of Link? I would have said, oh, good hang, not even thought about it. But you bring up some very excellent points. You know, he's very brave, and I would have went with that. And, you know, he protects a princess, so he's a bodyguard, so he's pretty tough. But, man, you're right, he doesn't say a whole lot, so it wouldn't be very much fun being around someone like that. And his sense of style isn't modern, I guess you would say. He's not hip today on the fashion statements of today, and destroying people's property, that would set me off immediately, and going through my stuff, oh, that's a big no-no for me. So I'll agree with you. Link is a tough hang.
Man, I would not have guessed before thinking of this topic that both Mario and Link would be tough hangs, but that's the reality of the situation. So I think we've got one more for you. That was my last one. Who is your last Nintendo character, Chad?
My last one was a member from the ARMS game, and it was Springman.
Oh,
I'm going with a good hang for Springman. You know, I didn't know a whole lot about him, but I went ahead and looked a little bit up today. But just glancing at him, he has great hair.
He does.
He has some great hair. It's blue, looks like a spring. So I don't know who his stylist is, but they're amazing. He seems like he'd have a great sense of sportsmanship. You know, whenever he loses, I don't think he'd get all bent out of shape like, say, let's say Master Mummy probably would. I see him as being throwing a temper tantrum, but I think he's a great sense of sportsmanship. I think he win or lose, he'd rather win, of course, but if he loses, he's not going to get bent out of shape about it.
Sure, he's got a great attitude.
I was looking it up, and he enjoys lifting weights and eating pizza. I'm not sure in that order or not, or maybe he enjoys eating pizza, then feels guilty and starts lifting weights. I'm not sure about that, but he can eat up to 12 slices. When I'm really hungry, you know, I may, you know, 3 or 4, depending on the size of the pizza and where it's from. But so he can almost eat probably 4 times as much as I can. So,
wow, it's very impressive.
So what are your thoughts about him?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a good hang. He's my preferred character in ARMS. And, you know, I just see so many benefits with him. You know, like you said, he's got a great attitude. He's got a great sense of style, great hair. You know, I think he'd come in real handy around the house. You know, you need to reach something that's out of reach, or you don't want to get up to get a drink. I mean, he could just stretch his arm there and get whatever it was for you.
I
think he'd be real handy. I think Springman would be a great hang.
I think you're right. Yeah, the only thing to his downside would be he's probably a ladies' man, so they'd be looking at him and not us.
True.
That'd be the only downside.
He would not be the wingman that Judd would be. Well, there you have it, guys. That's our 10 characters on Good Hang, Tough Hang. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us? You're welcome to let us know on Twitter, on Instagram. But man, this was a whole lot of fun, Chad. I sure appreciate all of your points. And this was just an absolute blast to record. And we thank you so much for listening. And we will catch y'all in the next episode. Before we leave you for today, I want to go over just a few quick notes to end. We would love for you to please visit our show page at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find links there to subscribe to the show on all the services it's available on. You can listen to it there. You can listen to it on the Anchor FM app. So anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. You can find everything that you'll need for the show. Also, please subscribe to Karibo Shoe Podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. And please rate the show on iTunes. We would really appreciate it. It would help us out. And it's really quick to do that either on your computer on iTunes or through the Apple Podcast app. You can also listen to the show on Pocket Cast on Android, on Overcast on iOS, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. The Anchor app is free to download. You can find our show on there. You can listen for free. However you want to, whatever's easiest, just please listen to the show. And don't forget to rate the show if you enjoy it. And then lastly, please follow us. We're on Twitter @KariboShoePod. We are also on Instagram @KariboShoePodcast. So we're on Instagram now as well. and we will post any news about upcoming shows there. And that's going to do it for today. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.